Rebecca Hudson on Cape Talk. Cape Talk, your number one news and talk station.
Right, several divergent opinions coming through on the Darren August story, and I'll share those messages with you after the news headlines. I do just want to take a moment or two to deliver a promise we made last week, which was that we would try and track down the lone South African representing this country at the Winter Olympics currently underway in Pyeongchang, South Korea. And I'm delighted to say we have Connor Wilson on the line with us, 21 years old, representing this country in the alpine skiing. And Connor, it's great to chat to you. How are things in South Korea going?
Things in South Korea are going really well at the moment. I've been training the past couple of days, and the conditions are, you know, quite harsh up here. But, you know, I'm acclimatizing well, and I'm really enjoying it.
When do you actually start competing, Connor?
My first competition is on the 18th, and that is the giant slalom race. And then the slalom is on the 22nd.
Okay, so a couple of days still to go to get yourself really into the groove ahead of the actual competition. Connor, alpine skiing, not a sport that many South Africans are very familiar with, due, of course, to the large absence of snow. How did you get into this sport?
Well, I started skiing in the U.S. when I was 5 years old because we saw one of those discounted travel packages in a travel office. And, you know, we started going overseas to the U.S. every year to ski. And sort of from there, I started racing in 2010 at Tiffindale. And then I also went to school in the U.S. for 2 years, and they had a race team. And that's when I really got into it and started becoming serious.
Okay. Now, obviously, it's a big moment for a young man to walk into the stadium as you did last week, holding the South African flag, representing us all on your own, bar the two officials who are there with you. Have you got family members who've also got along to give you some extra moral support?
Yes, I've got my mom and my dad here, and my brother is also coming to watch.
Fantastic. Connor, how did it feel walking into that stadium at the opening ceremony?
I was definitely a little bit nervous, you know. It's a lot of pressure. You know, you walk into the stadium and there are thousands of people watching you, you know, as well on television. You have a lot of people watching, and it's just, you know, it's a big moment for an athlete.
Mm. Connor, it's a big moment for an athlete in a sport that's not very well known in this country. Do you feel a sense of responsibility as a role model that being there representing South Africa in this sport might help encourage other youngsters to chase their own dreams?
Yes, and that's actually one of the things that I'm trying to achieve here. I want to, you know, get skiing in South Africa on the map. And, you know, I want to give kids the confidence to try out skiing and get into ski racing and hopefully one day go to the Olympics as I'm doing now.
Connor Wilson, thanks for chatting to us, and our best wishes go with you for the giant slalom on the 18th and the slalom event on the 22nd of Feb. We'll be keeping a close eye on your track record at the Pyongyang Winter Olympics. Connor, the only South African athlete representing this country at that event, and please keep your eyes peeled. If you are wanting to watch coverage, remember SuperSport has the bulk of the coverage on channels 11, 12, 13 and 14. For those of you who don't have access to DSTV, your best thing to do is watch SABC2, which has a nightly highlights program on at 11 p.m.